Psalm 116, Preface. The most delicate child is the dearest. For a sickly child, parents are in far greater concern than for the healthy. The more miserable and oppressed his children are, the more is the Father in heaven moved to help and deliver them, if they but trust in him, even as fond parents will spare neither labor nor cost to procure help and health for an invalid child. Hence, as a child will seek help with father and mother, so should we have recourse to God in anguish and need, knowing that he, as an almighty Lord, can, and as a gracious and loving Father, will help them that cry unto him. This he has promised, saying, Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. Of the same we are reminded in the 116th Psalm. Comfort in temptation and affliction. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, All men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. Sincere and heartfelt thanks does the psalmist here give to God for delivering him out of high spiritual temptations when his soul was nigh unto despair. Such temptations are hard trials which some of God's children must experience. He also, with great complaint, tells how ill he fared for confessing God's truth and rejecting human piety, virtue, and holiness as delusive things which must at last fail. For this he was hated and denounced by men, for the self-righteous think highly of their own works and do not want them condemned. But the psalmist comforts his soul with the word of the Lord. If men hate us, and in many ways vent their rancor against us for our confession of Christ and his truth, it should only cause us to drink the more deeply from the cup of salvation which is set before us in the word of our God, and nothing should prevent us from confessing this word and commending the cup of salvation to men. We have nothing to give to God for which he would owe us a return, but this is the right service of God, to receive from his hand and to return thanks to him. Prayer. We give thanks unto thee, our God, who hast hitherto graciously and mightily helped us in all our needs. Be thou henceforth our refuge and our help, and grant us at our latter end to fall asleep commending our souls into the hands of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that through his name our death may be precious in thy sight. Amen.